The plan, which was approved back in June, requires that applicants have a bachelor's degree and eventually pass Utah's teacher certification test. Although proposed as a way to get more teachers into increasingly crowded classrooms, Heidi Matthews, president of the Utah Education Association, calls the solution short-sighted.
It's a short-sighted approach that does not address the fundamental and structural problems that are creating Utah's teacher shortage. Some of these come down to increased burdens for our existing teachers who are already dealing with an overwhelming workload with large class sizes, also, you know, ongoing teacher training that they have, and now to add to this an additional mentor requirement on top of the mentoring that has already been in place with the different alternative routes.
Those admitted into the teaching pathway after an ethics review and background check will also be mentored and supervised by experienced educators for 3 years. According to the Utah State Office of Education, 42% of teachers leave the profession within the first 5 years, with a third of those leaving after the first year. Matthews says that experience needs to be emphasized in hiring decisions.
It wasn't until I really understood how to inspire kids and to manage a classroom that I was able to teach effectively. People who will follow this pathway, they're not the issue. These are good-hearted people who see a need and are willing to step up and address it. The issue is, what level of expertise do we need them to have so that we're not putting our students at risk?
Utah's school-aged population continues to climb while enrollment in education colleges decreases. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.